Note on Murphy's Law, Chapter 44. The almost unbelievable story of the United States Navy's torpedo failures, which took almost 2 years to rectify, will be found in United States Submarine Operations in World War II by Theodore Roscoe, U.S. Naval Institute, 1949, and more accessibly in Coral Sea, Midway and Submarine Actions by Samuel Eliot Morrison, Little Brown, 1959. To quote from the latter, "The firing pin, supposed to function under physical impact, proved too fragile to stand up under a good square 90-degree hit. Thus, the best shooting was rewarded by duds." Stop Press. The manuscript of this novel was couriered to my U.S. and U.K. agents on December 2, 1992. On December 8th, the recently discovered asteroid Toutatis made its closest approach to Earth, a mere 3 million kilometers. Astronomers from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory took the opportunity to scan it with a new radar system at NASA's Mojave Desert Station. They found that Toutatis consists of two heavily cratered bodies between 3 and 4 kilometers in diameter, revolving about each other almost in contact. The radar image shows an object exactly like Kali after it had split. This is the first discovery of a double asteroid. Radar had shown Apollo 4769, Castalia, referred to in Chapter 45, to be dumbbell-shaped. Quite probably, as I assumed, it is also a contact binary. The latest, January 1, 1993, news on Swift Tuttle, relayed to me by Dr. Duncan Steele, is that a better determination of its orbit makes a 21-26 impact unlikely. It may miss Earth by 15 days, but the last line of the novel still stands. And Dr. Steele adds ominously that fragments calving off the comet, as has been observed in several cases, may yet present a hazard. How do you fancy 100 Tunguskas in a day?